Michael in the middle of his second burger of the night.
Not fast enough, I guess, but we are ready to rock and roll. 36-12 is our ready to start the third quarter. I'll tell you what, Watt Auditorium does have an excellent, excellent concession stand.
Yes, it does.
Cheeseburgers. Mm-hmm. An excellent, just a very nice spread of condiments to put on. Burlingame on the attack here. Colby Middleton jumper at the mid lane is good. Bearcats continue their hot shooting ways. And Middleton now with 12 points.
Well, I like that open look there, and they didn't try to force it onto the outside and, you know, take the long shot again. I think that was probably a talking point for Coach West.
Brinkley at the elbow, picks up his dribble, going left side to Baker, looking to drive, now foul line. Gets it poked away, still on the floor, falls to the floor, still loose, somehow finds the hands of Dalen Flayton, who he'll fire up a three on the wing that falls through.
That's just their fifth shot from beyond the arc.
And another make. They're 2 out of 5 now. Cody Thurston, land agent, 3. Heckman lob inside to Middleton. Middleton puts it on the floor, goes to the foul line. Now left side, Bayless. Now in the corner to Skirvin. Now Bayless. Up top, Winters. Winters over to Skirvin. Now in the corner to Winters, Heckman. He thought about a three. Now back to Dane. Dane looking to drive with his right. No look pass to Middleton, right block. No look pass back on the wing to Heckman. Now Skirvin, elbow. Dane Winters left open, left wing three, no good. Rebound one by Colby Middleton, soars above the rest, and his putback good. Middleton now leading scorer for the Bearcats with 14. Bayless deflects it out of bounds, and the Trojans will have to try again. Lebo awaiting the victor of this one after they defeated Hartford earlier this afternoon. 64-36 as Merzine Valley turns it over in the backcourt. An unforced turnover. Obviously, Roman Bayless had some pressure back there, but he was a lone Bearcat amongst three Trojans. Heckman to inbound, right of his own bench. Gets it to Winters, now back to Heckman now. To the hands of Winters now. Elbow to Middleton, lob inside of the post to Skirvin. Off the glass and good for the 6'3" freshman, Drake Skirvin. Lead out to 27, 42-15, 6:13 to play in the third quarter. Del Percio, nice spin move at the elbow, but just too strong on his shooting attempt. Good look, though. Rebound to Skirvin. Now up the court we go with Dane Winters. In the corner to Bayless. He'll step into a three. No good. Offensive board near clock. It was going to be corralled by Skirvin, but it's won by Justin Brinkley. Trojans going right to left on your radio dial. Del Percio with it along the wing, guarded in a man-to-man defense by Heckman. Getting close to a five-second violation. Corey Christ at the elbow. Jumper against a contested shot by Drake Skirvin. Falls away. Rebound to Middleton.
That's just the 16th shot overall by Merzine Valley in this ballgame.
A lot of the post to Skirvin. Out to the corner of the Heckman. Now up top Middleton. Now Winters. Winters foul line. Kicks in the corner. Bayless left open. His three, good. Roman Bayless with his fourth. Cody Thurston, land agent 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
21st three-point attempt by Burlingame in this ballgame. They've shot 36 times from the field overall. Do the math on that one.
30-point advantage for Burlingame. All of our games this afternoon and this evening have been with running clocks as Baker drives in and gets it rejected by Skirvin. Breakaway layup by Matthew Heckman. Thought he was going to go up for it with the layup, and Skirvin is kind of gingerly on that left ankle.
He came down hard, up to his feet,
but unable to really walk on it. I got a smile out of the official. He's going to try and walk it off. He is now jogging it off.
He's subbed out. Little stinger.
So back in, it's Brandon Punches off the bench. He had 2 points in the first half. So Skirvin, a big proponent of what Coach West does. He averaged 8 points a ball game and 7.3 rebounds a ball game. So They're going to need him against Lebo if they're able to continue with this victory. 47-15, 4.5 to play in the third quarter. Burlingame on top. Jumper in the left corner by Joey Del Percio is off the mark. Rebound to Middleton. Middleton will keep it himself under the front court. One hand pass to Winters on the left wing. Lob inside to Punches is deflected, but into the hands of Punches, who bangs it off the bottom of the iron. But he is fouled, and he'll step to the line for two foul shots. Punches on the season from the foul line, 46% from the charity stripe. But Eric West mentioned that he just is a great player to come as the six-man spot for his team. As Punches knocks down his first of two. Mason Rose back in the ball game. He struggled with some fouls in the first half with three. Also back in, Jaden McClintock, the 5'9 freshman. As Dagan mentioned, that's a pretty good beard for a freshman.
Not too bad.
Second one from Punches rolls away. Rebound to Heckman, though, keeping the possession alive. In the Middleton, nice post move off the glass and good for Kobe Middleton. He's got six in the quarter. He leads the Bearcats with 16.
Three straight makes from the field on their last three possessions for Burlingame.
Bearcats starting to flex their muscle as they lead things by 35. Flayton, the Rose, back to Flayton. Up top, defended by Roman Bayless. Gets a step on him, but goes to McClintock on the wing. Now back to Flayton at the power E. Now at the elbow. Bounce pass. Left corner three by Mason Rose. Collects the front iron, and Corey Chris collects the rebound. Falls to the floor. Trips over his own footing, and he'll be out of bounds. J.D. Tyson back in the ballgame. And Tyler Lockwood. Tyler Lockwood, the 6'1" senior. It's a cheering section behind us.
For Lockwood especially.
Lockwood has scored 6 points on the season for Eric West, with the senior getting some minutes here from White Auditorium. Pass over to Lockwood too strong, and it'll go out of bounds. It's only the fourth turnover for the Burlingame Bearcats on the evening. 50-15 our score. 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Winner to face Lebo, loser to face Hartford. Flayton with it, left side. The Brinkley, Brinkley looking to drive. Back to the wing on Flayton. He'll take a few steps in, nothing there. Back out the Brinkley, now back the Flayton on the wing. He'll go between his legs, looking to drive on J.D. Tyson. Now right side to Mason Rose. Rose foul line, elbow. Now back to Brinkley. Up top, McClintock. McClintock, bounce pass to Rose. Thought about a three, will throw up a running jumper that's short. Rebound off the back or off the bottom of the rim and into the hands of Tyler Lockwood. Up the court we go to Dane Winters. Winters. Wing. Pass to Punches. Punches leaves it short, but he was fouled from behind, and he'll step back to the line for two more foul shots. He split a pair last time down. Looks like Deccan Coyer back to the scorer's table for Meritazine Valley. Foul shot, no good by Brandon Punches. Punches. 50-15, Burlingame leads Meritazine Valley, 2:44 remaining in the third. Second one, good by Punches as he splits another one. Lead out the 36. Rub it off on me, take it.
That's not nice.
Pass knocked out of bounds. Trojans inbounding on the far sideline. Mason Rose, pressure applied by Dane Winters. He'll go to up top to Flayton. Flayton at the elbow as Rose came to the floor. He gets up gingerly. Now McClintock on the left wing. His pass stolen away by J.D. Tyson. The break's on. Can J.D. get up for a dunk? Off the window. No good. Rebound to Brandon Punches.
Mike, words hurt.
I thought he was going to go up for it, okay? Brandon Punches now with 4 points. Hey, man, Muggsy Bogues had some hops.
Okay, that's fair.
Mason Rose now with it on the wing. Picks up his dribble. Go up top to Flayton. Flayton looking to drive. Bounce pass over to McClintock. They have a nearly a big shift change upcoming. Or not a full shift change for John Bass. Have a foul against Burlingame. Looks like it's going to go against Tyler Lockwood. That'll be his first team's second. Skirvin, Heckman, Bayless back in for the Bearcats. Winters, Punches, Middleton to sit. Looks like we got Chris, Baker and Del Percio back in there for Maryzine Valley. Coyer with the inbound up top to Del Percio. Maryzine Valley trailing things by 38. Chris gets it to fall. The first points of, or excuse me, the fifth point of the quarter for Maryzine Valley. Drive by Matthew Heckman. Too much dribble drive on that there. Sitting in there is Corey Chris, and that's a charge against Matthew Heckman. That'll be his third, team's third. Or excuse me, team's second. Corey Chris, though, with 8 points that lead the way for Maryzine Valley. Big charge called. Taking the extra point there on the opposite end. Del Percio with it, 53-17 Burlingame leads Maryzine Valley, 1:20 to play in the third quarter. Ryan Baker dribbles it off his foot, but recovered. Now Del Percio into Corey Chris. He'll turn and face. Pass knocked away, or the ball knocked away. Loose ball now won by Coyer on the left baseline. He's looking to drive, puts it on the floor. Going to say he was fouled, and that's why he lost the ball. Fouls against J.D. Tyson. That'll be his first, team's third. Coyer to inbound. Bounce pass in the corner to Rose. Rose looking to drive baseline. Nice pressure there by Roman Bayless to take it away, but Bayless a little bit too much contact on the near sideline. Roman second, team's fourth. Flurry of fouls here. Last few moments of this one. Baker with the inbound to Del Percio. Under one remaining in the third quarter. Baker, no look pass to Chris. Chris fade away on the baseline is no good. Rebound collected by Tyler Lockwood. Up the court we go to J.D. Tyson, left corner. Thought about a three by Roman Bayless, but he'll step into a nice 20-footer that falls through. Bayless with 18. Mason Rose into the front court, 34 seconds remaining for the Trojans. Rose looking to drive, bowls over J.D. Tyson. Tyson's going to be called for a blocking foul. That'll be J.D.'s second, team's fifth now. Deck and Coyer to inbound. They'll go into Mason Rose. Rose in the corner. No man's land. We're going to have a timeout taken by John Bass to keep possession alive. And it's a 30-second timeout, so taking the night, we'll stay right here with you and remind you that McDonald's on 6th Avenue, our timeout sponsor. Place your order with DoorDash and let the team at 6th Avenue prepare it for you hot and fresh. McDonald's, West 6th Avenue. Also, many thanks to Townside Apartments in Burlingame, where seniors and disabled residents can enjoy country living. Contact Michelle for leasing information, 785-654-3100. Also to Seamers Construction, quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. Also, many thanks to the Bank of Burlingame, serving all of your banking needs. Member FDIC, proud to support the Burlingame athletic teams on and off the court. Trojans trailing things 55-17, looking for an inbound. Coyer gets it in to Del Percio, dribbles it out to the corner. Now back to Coyer on the wing. 20 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Now hands it off to Rose. Rose looking to drive, foul line in the mid lane, throws up a jumper that's off the mark, rebound tipped around and won by Tyler Lockwood. J.D. Tyson now with it with 7 seconds and counting to close out the third quarter. Tyson, left elbow, pulls over to defender, and he will pick up a charge. Ryan Baker setting his feet, and J.D. Tyson his third foul and team sixth. So 2.4 seconds now for the Trojans. Matthew Heckman will defend the ball and go up the court. Then we go to Coyer. He'll throw up a mid-quarter jumper that looked to be on, but just a little short. Three quarters gone by. Burlingame on top, 55-17. We'll step aside and have fourth and final quarter coverage of the 102nd annual right here on Country 101.7 FM and KVUE TV.
Don't leave your wiring to chance. Plug into your number one electrical source, Gerald Schumann Electric. Local experts in residential, commercial, and industrial electrical repairs and installation. Their highly trained electricians get the job done right the first time without cutting corners. With over 40 years in the business, you can rely on their expertise to get the job done to your satisfaction every time. Honesty and integrity is their policy, and electricity is their business. Give Gerald Schumann Electric a call today, 342-2176.
Is it time to turn the lawn care over to the professionals? Richmore Lawn Care is a full-service lawn and landscaping company serving commercial and residential properties in the Emporia, Kansas area. The team at Richmore Lawn Care offers a wide variety of services and maintenance plans to meet every need and budget. They also have extensive experience with tree care, planters, retaining walls, patios, and complete landscaping design. Richmore Lawn Care can make your backyard into your own personal oasis. Call 620-341-3890 or check them out at richmorelawns.com.
William Lindsay White Auditorium, the setting. Michael Deaker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Fourth quarter underway, Merzine Valley with possession but trailing things 55-17 here in game number four of night number one. It's passed stolen away by Roman Bayless. His breakaway layup off the window and good. Well, we'll have a running clock here in the fourth quarter with this 40-point advantage. This has been the setting for the Lyon County League Tournament since 1941, yes. 83 years consecutively at this magnificent arena. Of course, Ted Van Anker did mention that back in 1997 there was some weather as Dallin Flayton fires up a left-wing three that's off the mark. We'll have a jump ball on the rebound. Possession will go to Burlingame, but some weather affected some games in 1997. I think it was Tuesday games that got pushed to Wednesday because of some weather, and those games were played at Linden High School, so those were the only games in this tournament's history that have been played outside of Lyon County. Of course, do have some weather that possibly might affect things tomorrow evening, but hopefully that'll stay to our southeast. Bearcats with it. On top by 40, 57-17. Three-pointer in the corner by Colby Middleton, and that's yet another Cody Thurston Land Agent 3 for the Bearcats. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
That's their eighth of the ball game.
Turnover on the opposite end. Breakaway to Roman Bayless. His layup on the right side. Good. 62-17 now, 1.5 in this fourth quarter. Flayton over the right side to Del Percio. Del Percio bounce pass into Corey Chris. That's no good. And now in the hands of Dane Winters. Roman Bayless on the wing. Look to the corner. Find Colby Middleton. Middleton will fire a three. Looking for the heat check. It's no good. Offensive board, though, by Matthew Heckman. Back in the corner of the Winters. He'll drive baseline. Throw up a floater along the baseline. That's also no good. This time, third time's the charm for Colby Middleton. He will knock one down from close range, and he'll step into the line for one more. Fouls against Joey Del Percio. That's his third, team's third. Tyler Lockwood, J.D. Tyson. And it looks like, I guess, Brandon Punch is still at the scorer's table, so he'll sub out Colby Middleton if he makes this for a foul shot. 5.5 and counting here. Foul shot short by Middleton. It'll go out of bounds. So Brandon Punches will come in for Colby Middleton. Said, hey, man, I still got you in, even though I missed it. It was that good of a miss that it went out of bounds. Big old smile by Colby as he makes the bench. Of course, Colby had an opportunity to visit with him after their victory against Madison in the district play on the football gridiron side. A pretty good athlete and personality for Eric West and company. Trojans on the attack. Baker gets trapped in the corner. We'll throw it off the leg of Dane Winters.
I like that. Smart move.
Brandon Taylor, the 6'1" senior, gets his first minutes of the ballgame. We'll set out Dane Winters. Taylor on ball pressure on the inbound, and a zig instead of a zag by Corey Chris. So a good pass there by Baker as it found the Trojans, but it was unfortunately the Trojans that were on their own bench. 64-17, 4:20 to go in this one. We'll set up a Burlingame-Lebo matchup. Pretty close matchup the first time out between those teams. And hopes to playing on Saturday night for a league championship. Taylor, wide open three, short. Rebound, tipped around and won by Justin Brinkley. Up the court we go. Ryan Baker. Ryan Baker skips and a slide and a skip to me do. And that'll be a turnover back to Burlingame. I think Coach Slay's signature just must be still wet down there and caused the turnover there for Baker.
Oh, Baker even smiling a little bit about it. He's like, I thought I might have got away with it.
I think there's a skid mark down there on the floor.
Yep.
Taylor with it on the front court. Lob inside to Skirvin on the elbow. Back out to Taylor. Now to Tyson. Tyson looking inside. Nothing there. Now to Punches. Back to Tyson. JD bounce past to Lockwood at the foul line. Now to Punches. Punches driving from the corner. Off the glass. No good. Rebound to Skirvin. Skirvin keeping the possession alive. Now find Taylor on the wing. Right side Tyson. JD with it at the foul line. Picks up his dribble. Going to the wing to Lockwood. Lockwood. Pass over to Taylor, nearly stolen away by Del Percio, but Tyson maintaining possession. Now back to Lockwood. Lockwood looking to go into the post, but gets it knocked out of bounds by Brinkley. Brock Moon in for Burlingame. And it looks like Dom Knight back out there, as well as Jaden McClintock. Then Ty Calderwood, the freshman in there. Tyler Lockwood Knight make
that? Yeah, that was Tyler Lockwood.
Tyler Lockwood on the inbound has his first points of the ball game. Rose over to McClintock. Now to Dom Knight. Dom Knight. Steve trailing things by 49. Down the hands of Calderwood. Nice crossover. His drive.
Wow.
Pinballs down off the shot clock up above there. Pretty good take. The official had a nice smile. It kind of looked like it was a Price is Right game with the pinball coming back down. But Calderwood at the line for two foul shots. First one, good.
That's just their third free throw of the ball game.
Hunter Treenan in also for Murdezine Valley, as well as Montana McCurdy, the 6'2 sophomore. Second one from Calderwood. Good, nothing but net. Perfect trip at the line for Ty Calderwood. Makes our score 66-19. J.D. Tyson left side, Lockwood. Lockwood going to the right side over to Brock Moon. Now J.D. Tyson, one-handed pass, trying to find Taylor. It's no good. Turnover.
Just the seventh for the Bearcats.
Dom Knight with it. 60 seconds remaining in this one. McClintock with it. Up top, Calderwood. Now the right side back to Knight. Picks up his dribble along the right corner. He'll go way up top, and it's going to be stolen away by J.D. Tyson. Try to catch up to it. Keeps it in bounds.
Oh, finds what the a hand play
of Brandon Punches to complete the bang-bang play.
Wow.
I thought it was going to even go in trying to save it. It had such a weird English
that was amazing
on it, but right into the hands of Brandon Punches. Now Calderwood, drive on the left side, is missed, but he'll step to the line. It was perfect his last trip to that charity stripe. 25 seconds remaining. That's the fourth foul against J.D. Tyson, team's eighth.
See if he can get both these off.
Maybe the last possession of this one. Calderwood at the line, spinning the ball. Throws it up and no good. Too much spin on that. We're going to have a full timeout taken by John Bass.
Wants him to get his shots.
11 seconds in, and that's exactly what. You can hear a pin drop, and that's. I swear the official is not mic'd up.
No, that was just. That was good.
Second one from Calderwood. Short rebound into the hands of Tyler Lockwood. Brock Moon now with it. 7 seconds and counting. Nice crossover for Brock. Now left side Tyson. Lob inside the Punches. Off the glass and short. Is put back. Adding to the stats. Brandon Punches. And that'll make it 70-19. Our final score. Burlingame advances to the championship semifinal, where they will face the Lebo Wolves. Maryzine Valley pushed to the consolation side of the bracket. And they will face Hartford on Thursday. You've been listening to the 102nd Annual Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM and KVUE-TV. We'll step aside, tally our stats, talk about what we saw today and what's to come tomorrow right here on Country 101.7 FM.
Don't feel bad.